It was a very pretty song, Brock. Thank you. Good morning, Newville. I will be reading the quotes on the inside of the devotional and also a scripture verses from Matthew on the back. And on the back, the scripture verses that I will be reading again is a parable that'll be the topic of the message for today. And again, the topic or the message in the parable is about our response, at least for me, our responsibility as responders in the kingdom, our responsibility to be responders, and our responsibility to allow ourselves to be caught up in God's kingdom and God's ways, and to understand that those ways are very, very different and also very new. Again and again, his parables, I see, were meant for his disciples, for the church of the day, and they were meant to prepare our minds to receive and get caught up in something radically different than what was currently experienced in the world. There's like an upside downness to God's kingdom, and this parable, I think, is about that. An intriguing economy this one is. Several things that I notice about it. My questions that I know how I have heard from him about the answers to some of these, but I'll just suggest them. How is the much made more, even to abundance? And why would the one talent of the wicked slave be given to the slave who had made more than the one who only made two but still pleased his master? And even more intriguing to me in this particular parable is, how can nothing be taken away? And then the last thing I wonder about it is the man in charge really a hard man, or is he a good man? A good man who really wants to have us understand what it is we are to do with things that have been entrusted to us. So I just invite you to listen to the parable maybe with those thoughts in mind. First, I will read the quotes. The first one is John 16:7. Jesus said, "It is for your benefit that I go away, because if I don't go away, the counselor will not come to you. If I go, I will send him to you." And Matthew 6:9-11, and also Luke 11:2-4, Jesus was praying, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, what should we pray for?" And Jesus said to them, "Whenever you pray, this should be your desire: Father, your name be honored as holy, your kingly rule be extended, your will be done through us right here on earth like it presently is done in heaven." And the scripture verses on the back of the devotional, Matthew 25:14-30. "For it is just like a man going on a journey. He called his own slaves and turned over his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. Then he went on a journey. Immediately the man who had received 5 talents went, put them to work, and earned 5 more. In the same way, the man with 2 earned 2 more. But the man who had received 1 talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those slaves came and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 talents approached, presented 5 more talents, and said, 'Master, you gave me 5 talents. Look, I've earned 5 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful over a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Share your master's joy." Then the man with 2 talents also approached. He said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. Look, I've earned 2 more talents. His master said to him, "Well done, good and faithful slave. You were faithful over a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Share your master's joy." Then the man who had received one talent also approached and said, "Master, I know you. You are a difficult man, reaping where you haven't sown and gathering where you haven't scattered seed. So I was afraid and went off and hid your talent in the ground. Look, you have what is yours." But his master replied to him, "You evil, lazy slave, if you knew that I reap where I haven't sown and gather where I haven't scattered, then you should have deposited my money with the bankers. And when I returned, I would have received my money back with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have more than enough. But from the one who does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. And throw this good-for-nothing slave into the outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth."